time for a feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
The star of our story is 92-year-old Alan McCloskey.
Wow.
Alan lives in Indiana, Galveston, Indiana. That's how they say it. I always thought it was Galveston, but it's Galveston.
Okay.
Anyway, he has just retired after 73 years and 75 days working as a gravedigger.
Oh, wow.
He shared stories about some of the people that he's buried in town with CBS Evening News, Steve Hartman.
I think he's out there to help everybody.
That's what he's known for.
He just always has been.
It's the cloth he's cut from.
Just a special guy. Very special guy.
People who went to school with and worked with.
What was your hardest one?
My wife. I figured she'd want me to do it.
Alan has figured out what life is about. It's not the money that makes him happy. I truly believe Alan has figured out where enough is at. He's found enough.
He's found enough. He got his start in 1952. He was just filling in for a week. He's like, all right, I'll help you out.
And then he was better than the guy that he was filling in for?
I guess just never left. I don't know. Maybe the guy that just said, you know what? You keep doing that. You seem to be really good at it. He started by hand. Now he's got, of course, the machinery to make it easier. But he still gets down in there and squares the corners with the spade and gets the measurements right.
Oh,
like,
wow.
He's really particular about it. And in 2021, he earned the Guinness World Record for the longest career as a gravedigger with 68 years, 191 days on the job. And he retired last November.
How old is he?
He's 92.
Is this,
stop.
Is anyone thinking what I'm thinking?
No, we're not. We're not. No.
Do you think?
You don't have him do one
he
more.
He dug his own?
Nope.
Because quality control. He knows obviously.
Maybe he might have.
The right way
so
to do it.
So he knows it was done right. Maybe.
Yeah.
But anyway, they had a big party for him. They told him it was somebody else's birthday party to get him there. He walks in and it was all for him.
Aww.
To celebrate his Guinness World Record.
Yeah.
And he was also famous for doing odd jobs around the town for like everybody and then just like, I'll send you a bill. And then he never sends them a bill.
Yeah, right.
He just does it all for free because he loves it. He's just a precious human. You can see his story at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Aguiar Injury Lawyers.
Kelsey texted, and I was thinking the same thing, Ben.
Stop, Kelsey. Stop. Why? Why do you have to go there? He's 92. He's going to go sit on the porch and enjoy his retirement now.
All right.
You didn't need to think about that.
Well, you know, I'm sure they're giving him a plot.
Maybe. They should give him a free plot.
Right.
For sure.
And
maybe next to his wife.
And he'd dig his own.
And maybe he's got the corners just right.
Right.
And
right.
Now he can go sit
he would
on the
want
porch.
That.
Okay. All right.
I'm saying he would want that.
He's a precious human.
All right. There you go. That's your feel good.